Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Your Healing Playground, the podcast that of which I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor, change advocate. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, where we are hoping that you choose us to help you be inspired to live your best life, right? And today we're talking about identity. We're talking about who you are. We're talking about the power of now. We're talking about the illusion even of past and future versus the power of the presence. And let me just tell you, I have little keynotes to follow to help me stay on track. And in this moment, my computer doesn't want me to even look at them. It left them out. So I am talking about being in the now, and I am your host. And we are going to talk about all of the identities that we own, that we believe are our now, and believe are that the, all right, I'm getting jumbled. Let's start again. We have identities, which are roles, which are labels that we in our brain believe that defines us. And yet I want to say that our essential self, our timeless self, our authentic self is bigger than the labels in our brain. And I want to play with that today. And again, this is play. This is a little bit of physics and psychology and philosophy wrapped up in today's episode that I hope will bring you to a place of where you're safe to be yourself and you're safe to be your essential self, your authentic self, the self that you came into this world to be. So I want you to even imagine you're not exactly the same person that woke up this morning. Because in the time, now I've only been up for 2 hours. I'm living on the West Coast. Some people are on the East Coast. You've been up for even longer. But in the first 10 minutes, the first hour or two, your cells are constantly changing and regenerating. You're breathing. Your energy state changes. Your thoughts are evolving. And so if you're always in flux and always changing, who are you really, right? And I want you to even think, like, are you your body, right? Because we look at this body and we so identify with this avatar that is our body. And yet I'm a surgeon, I'm a gynecologist. And there are times I take out people's parts of their body. I might take out a piece of your cervix. I personally had to have my uterus removed. It grew what we call fibroids, which are muscle tumors that were bothering me. And so that was removed. Am I any less me because I'm missing a part? Some people have their appendix removed, their gallbladder removed. Are they still them? Yeah, right? Are you your name? Are you your thoughts? Well, I could change my thoughts. I could change so many of my beliefs. If I move to another country and realize that the way they do things is so different than the way I was trained or indoctrinated to do things, then my thoughts and my paradigm of how I look at life may change. But I'm still me. There's a story of a brilliant psychiatrist. He's a psychiatrist. He works at UCLA, and I am blanking on his name. But the point is, when he was young, he fell off a horse. He was, I think, in college or so, and he fell off a horse. He had a concussion. He was on vacation with his friends, but for 48 hours, he couldn't remember his name and his memories and his history. But he enjoyed his vacation. He was present. He was still there in body, mind, and spirit, but he had lost a lot of his past. So is your past you? And is your mind you? Or is your mind a collection of memories? When you think about an old, well, not always so old, but a person who gets dementia and Alzheimer's, right? They're still present every day, but every day they're living in the now because they've lost their memories. Jill Bolt Taylor is a neuroanatomist, brilliant author, and she studied the brain deeply because she remembered as a child, she and her brother had very different paradigms of how they went through life. And she ended up being a Harvard-trained neuroanatomist or working at Harvard, brilliant, brilliant scientist. And her brother ended up with schizophrenia. And she wanted, and he was having so much trouble negotiating and navigating the world. So she wanted to learn about how the brain worked. And ironically, at 35 years old, she had a bleed in her brain. She had a blood vessel that burst on the left logic side of her brain. Well, on that left logic side, she was dying. The survival instinct kicked in, and she was frantic to get saved because she knew she was not normal. And she was doing all she could to call for help because she was alone in her apartment. But simultaneously, the right side of her brain, there was no bleeding on that right side of her brain. And the right side of her brain was, girlfriend, just hang out. You're doing fine. You're breathing. You're alive. This body is fine. And in that stroke and in her rehabilitation, she recognized and learned and taught us through her books that indeed we are feeling beings who think, not thinking beings who feel. And she came back to brilliance, relearned how to do life, and talked about living from more than your smarts and your logic brain, but also living through your emotions and your feelings and your interconnections. So let's move over to those interconnections and your heart. Are you your heart? Are you your emotions? Emotions is a word for energy and motion. Emotions is the heart in us, the sensations in our bodies, feeling energy. And we feel and notice sights, sound, smell, taste, touch, pressure, temperature, and maybe even intuition, right? And maybe there are other senses that we don't even talk about, that we are sensation machines feeling this energy. And then once we feel the energy, the brain interprets it through the lens of history. But what if the lens of history keeps us living in the past and keeps us stuck and tethered to the old stories? And we learn instead to just sit with the feelings, the body sensations, the energy that is our life right now. When we get present to the now and we sit with the energy of now, all those sensations that we're feeling, in 90 seconds, we notice that those sensations may have actually already changed. And 90 seconds after that, they may change again. And 90 seconds after that, they may change again. And so when we learn to harness the sensations that we're feeling, and not run away with them, but sit with them, we literally learn to be feeling beings who think. And we get curious with the energy that is the aliveness. And we can find a way to re-feel our triggers that came from a past and sit and reparent ourselves in this present moment so that we can be present to the now, to ourselves, to our needs, and to the human perhaps that is in front of us, or our furry pet, or nature, and just be a feeling being. And we can loosen the grip of the survivor child that didn't get what they needed as a child. And that changes all those emotions to living authentically in the now. And the energy can move through us more freely instead of staying stuck to the world that we saw as a child. And that helps us get present more to the essential self that we came in with, rather than the social self that we were conditioned to become, to fit in, to be taken care of. And so we've talked about how the body is always changing, the mind is always changing, the emotions can always be changing. And what about our connection, the attraction of all the molecules in our cells? There's an energy that lives in us that is the attraction and the repulsion of all the molecules, the breath going in and out, and the movement of molecules, the heat that actually is aliveness. Heat is the measure of the movement of molecules. That's the kinetic theory. I sang that as a child in fifth grade, and I learned that. And heat, energy, movement is our aliveness. But we sometimes interpret it as emotions and thoughts that pull us away from the present moment, that keep us tethered to our past survivor child and our past fears and our past stories, or keep us tethered to fear of the future, that something's going to happen in the future and we won't survive. But the future isn't here yet. The past is gone. And so can we sit with that energy that really is the tangible quality of aliveness that is always present if you're alive? Now, some people are vibing at a very slow frequency, and so their aliveness feels really heavy. And some people are really bouncing around up here at a really high vibe. And both of those may have emotional charge that pulls us away from our essential self of just, if I'm breathing, I'm alive and I'm okay, and the rest is story, and I can change my stories, and I can get back to being my essential self of who I came here to be. And when I come back from break, we're going to talk about how do you find the essential self, the you that feels in alignment with your values, your core being, the who you want to be, the who you always wanted to be, but you got pulled away by the social being, the person who needed to fit into the family, fit into the school, fit into the job, fit into the next family, fit into the relationships you're in. And how do we find our way back to just breathing into who am I really and who do I want to be right now? So we'll take our first break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your philosopher at large, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, wanting you to live your essential self life with freedom and energy to do whatever you want to do and to be well. and you are on the Inspired Choices Network, where we're here to inspire you to live your best life. Come right back while we talk about the essential self, the social self, and dis-ease in the body.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends, and you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. If you like my podcast, please, please, please share it with friends. Leave a 5-star review so others hear about me and what I'm trying to give you, which is a touch of wisdom. Really, what I'm trying to give you is love. My essential self is love and play. All I ever wanted when I came into this universe was to play with all of life and to love every human, every insect, every plant. I am love in a body, or, you know, love in a cauldron of just oozing connections, right? And what I've learned is we have identities and roles that are really important for us to play, to survive in our family of origin, in our schools, in our communities, in the corporations, everywhere where we're living. In aliveness, the difference between life and death is the energy coursing through our cells. We are human machines, but those machines, like every machine, run on energy. And if you look, you know, I was on safari a few months ago. I spoke to the children of Kenya. I spoke to the children of South Africa, reminding them to live life as their essential selves, to find their values, how they want to feel every day, and to trust their instincts to be themselves, right? Not trying to be the identity that people are trying to put you in as a box. And we need energy in our bodies to stay alive. When I was on safari, we saw this dead giraffe, you know, and death can come to, if the body's not working well by ourselves, it could come from nature, earthquake, flood, fire. It could come from human, you know, hurting each other, but you can self-harm or someone else can harm you. There's so many ways that life ends. But when life ends, what is the difference? It's that spirit, that energy, that aliveness that is snuffed out. And so how do we maintain that aliveness in us while we're here? Well, number one, we need to feel connected with the aliveness that is in our bodies. And that is a collaboration of all the human cells that make us up, all the bacterial cells that also do so much of the work for us. They digest our food. They convert the air we breathe into the most important molecule that traverses through our body, nitric oxide. They make sure where there's an exchange of gases and we take in the oxygen and give the plants back the carbon dioxide. They make sure we have the reaction in our cells that convert the oxygen and the hydrogen to water, to having a free electron, which is that spark of electricity that literally makes energy for our cells to function. We need water, right? We can go days without food. Food gives us energy too, right? Food is information. It is code for the DNA. It is carbon to make, you know, storage of energy in the form of fat cells. It makes proteins that make all the machinery, the enzymes that make our cells work. But water, we're 67% water. So we need that water because the water is the buffer in our cells that is always giving off these free electrons. And these free electrons are the electricity and the charge, literally the electrical charge that helps us kind of move and literally move our muscles, move the electrical impulses, help us think, help us feel. All the aliveness that is in our body comes from these charged electrons. Now, I want you to imagine a machine that is having like sparking. It's like you're, even if you're starting the car, and you know how when you're trying to start the car and it's like, and the car can't start. It's there's, you hear and you know there's these flares of electricity, like it wants to start, but the electrons aren't flowing in flow to get that starter of the car to actually get the engine of the car to start. Imagine that in your body. There's all this electricity. There's all this electricity, and you can't get it to flow. That's anxiety, my friends. That's living in fear. That's living in, I have all this excess energy and I can't seem to have it coalesce and guide me forward, guide me back to the present moment. I'm being pulled away into the past. Of, oh my God, why did I do that? Why did I say that? I'm going to, somehow my ego is telling me I'm going to die of embarrassment. Or it's being pulled in the future. What if I don't get X, Y, and Z? My life will be over. No, it won't. You're a strong human. You'll figure out how to negotiate the next thing. And so when there's all this excess energy, it can sit in our survival mode, inner child, oh my God, what if nobody takes care of me? I'm going to die. And we have anxiety. And that energy, those constant sparks of energy, drain the flow of creativity, drain the flow of forward momentum, drain the flow of actually living in the way that you might feel the most guided and in flow to living the way you're sort of meant to live. And so the past and the future become energy thieves. They are stealing this present moment, the only moment that you actually have to live your life. You're stuck in the past, or you're fretting about the future, and you're not seeing, like, wow, I'm here right now. What can I do right now? Can I connect with you, the listener, to feel and hear my voice and trust that you are in the right place right now to hear my voice, my love, I just love life so much. And I want to I want to dig in the sandbox of life. I love playing with my mind, playing with my emotions, playing with my body and dancing and moving and connecting with people. Every stranger to me is a friend I haven't met yet that I want to say, look at your life. It is beautiful. You are blessed. It is a smidgen in time. The universe has been here for eons, and you are gifted this moment right now to be present with me. Can you let go of the past? It's over. And free yourself from all the energy drain of the story over and oh, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. And take from the past actually what you didn't get. So I have a practice that a friend of mine in the coaching community taught me and ran me through. I've done it several times. And what we do is we go into the past, we go into our childhood home, and we walk around the house, and we feel what we felt as a child, and we feel what we got from the father figures and the mother figures that were in the home. And maybe they were in someone else's home if you weren't, you know, if you had a broken home. But we look at the traits of the good traits, the positive traits, the negative traits of the mother figure, the father figure. And then we notice how those become our repetitive triggers and patterns in our own trying to fit in to the family. But we also noticed, what did that child need that the child didn't get? All the needs and desires and wants that were so real for that child, those neural circuits perhaps didn't get paved perfectly, because somehow your needs, wants, and desires as a child, you were struggling so much to fit in that the essential needs weren't met. Well, the only way, those are your core wounds. They're also they become triggers for you. And you ask others to fulfill those if you're living in the past. But if we choose to let the past go and recognize, wow, as a child, I didn't get all my needs met. So it's up to me to meet those needs, and I can do all the healings I want. And yes, we need to move from the past into the healings, but to go forward and really live the essential self, to feel what you didn't get the most of, the best way you can feel those is by giving it away. Those core wounds were your spirit guiding you. If I want to feel more love, I have to love others. I grew up in a home. I know my parents love me. I know my parents love me. But my sensation self, my physicality self, had a little trouble feeling safe in the home. I felt like I had to live the way they wanted me to live. And so my social self developed, but I need to feel love through giving hugs, through connection, and through realizing that every human is just a stranger that is ready to be my best friend. And I love every human, every animal, every plant. And then I feel love and I give love to myself. And I was in a home that I needed to grow up. I was the youngest, thinking I always needed to be an adult. But I love to play. And so the more I play, and the more I encourage others to play with this amazing thing that we have called life, I feel more aligned with my essential playful self. And so I invite you into your core wounds so that you can live more like your essential self, playing with your life, loving your life as your essential self. And on that note, we're going to take another break, and I'd like you to just sit during the break and think about your child, your inner child, and what that essential self wants most that perhaps it didn't get as a child. And let's take our break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground, where I'm here to help you play yourself back to a healthy you. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends, and maybe my newfound friends. Maybe this is the first episode you're listening to me. I am your host. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And again, I'd like to put a plug out. If you like what you're listening to, go out and buy it in book form. If your friends are not podcasters, buy them the book, Your Healing Playground, where you can literally read some of my, what I hope are just my little tidbits of knowledge and love in a book form. And all I am, again, my essential self is light and love through connection and play. And dis-ease in this body, my friends, is when the energy is moving ineffectively, inefficiently, when we're stuck, when we're literally draining our life force. Now, I talked to you before about when the sparks are going everywhere and we can't go forward. We can't start the car and move forward because the energy is scattered. And believe me, I have that a lot of times. I have so much energy in my body and sometimes I can't get it to flow in the momentum to go forward. And then I have to stop and go, you know what? I'm good right now. Stop worrying about the future. I am me. I am alive. And if I am alive, this is life. And I love life, right? Now, there are folks who literally don't have enough energy. They are so living in despair and depression, maybe anger and rage. They're vibing like way down here in the low vibes. They can't get out of bed. They just want to sleep all day. They literally can't even get the spark to come up. And a lot of times it's because they're ruminating over the past, or they're not sometimes physically, when you're sleeping all day, the body actually thinks it's in hibernation mode. And as a physical being, we are a collaboration of cells and bacteria and this energy sparks. Well, if all those bacteria and cells never see nature, like they don't see the sun or the moon, the organs in our body literally think, oh, we must be living in a cave underground and hibernating because there's a tiger about to pounce. Because why else would a human being be stuck under the covers, never seeing the light of day? And literally, this human being circulates energy from the sun and the volcanic gravitas of the earth. And we are circulating energy through our cells, even though, again, we see ourselves as human beings and matter and solid, we're circulating energy. Well, if you're living in a cave underground because you're in bed all day, or you're not eating real food that gives those cells true energy, true vitamins, minerals, amino acids, but we're living on Coca-Cola or coffee or energy drinks or pesticides. And those pesticides are killing our bacteria, but the bacteria are the ones doing the work, literally trying to digest our food. So if we don't have the energy from our food, we don't have the energy from the sun, we don't have the energy from the earth, of like touching the ground, seeing the ground, we're literally, and if you live indoors nowadays, we have artificial lighting 24/7, which is not the full spectrum of light. And so the cells get confused and think you're living in a cave underground. Now, if you're living in a cave underground, your body, this physical being that is made up of these collaborative human cells and these collaborative bacteria cells, they are going to prioritize you keeping you alive. And the best way they can do that is to hibernate. Literally like a bear, they are going to prioritize, all right, we don't have enough energy to like move, so we're going to have you lie still and not move. And we're going to prioritize, and anything you eat, we're going to make it into fat, because fat has 9 calories per gram, not 4. And so we're going to save everything we eat as fuel for the future, when you actually are safe enough to run away from the tiger. But right now, we're going to just have you immobilize yourself and live literally in freeze mode. So I invite you to get curious with that. And can you realize that you're not really a bear in hiding? That the thing that you think is the tiger might be a deadline at work, or that you don't have work. You're fearing that you don't have enough food on the table, or you're not going to meet your next rental check. And you literally believe that no one's going to come to help save you. And again, guess what? Nobody really is coming to save you. You need to save yourself. And simultaneously, it's up to you to provide that safety mechanism for who you are. and trust that there really are nice people in the world, hopefully, that won't let you starve, that won't let you die. And when I was in the slums in Africa, you know what? Those people have so little. But boy, oh boy, there's a volunteer organization that came together and they make food and feed 1,000 kids or 2,000 kids every day, real nutritious lentils and rice, not fake food, real food, so that these kids can learn and study and make something of their lives. And you know what? That the only thing that ever got humans to be the powerful civilizations on this planet was coming together in collaboration and loving each other and seeing the humanity in another human. So starting to trust that there will be people to help you live life. Maybe you can go outside for 5 minutes a day and see the sun. Maybe you can breathe yourself and accept the job that you're living in that you might not like, but it does give you a paycheck. And so if you could do micro moments of being in the now, of what is good in your life now, your essential self, who is your essential self? What do you need? Do you need to trust another human? Can you find it in your heart to believe there's one human on the planet that you're going to open up, lower the gates, and allow the trust in? And maybe that human is me. And you're going to come and listen to me, and I'm going to tell you, if you are alive and breathing, you are strong, and you have survived to today. And you've got it in you to let go of the past and believe in the now and the who you are right now. And you are going to make something of your life. You are going to connect maybe to your neighbor, maybe to someone on social media, maybe to the deep essential self that really knows, oh my gosh, The person I am is love. And so I'm going to open up my heart and I'm going to love myself and believe in my future. And so authenticity, my friends, isn't about finding yourself. It's about being yourself all the time in this moment and the next one and the next one, and believing that you were born to be in this body, at this moment, at this time in our civilization as humans. And believe me, this is a rocky time to be a human because information age is accelerating so fast. For me, I used to pride myself, my identity was being like super smart in the room. And now we have information explosion and I want to be an expert in DNA and an expert in microbiome and an expert in gynecology and an expert in coaching and an expert in doctoring and an expert as a mother and an expert as a friend. And oh my God, it's like, how much do I have to learn? Well, I can't learn everything. And AI is going to be smarter than me. It is already smarter than me. But my superpower is love and play. Well, I can come back to me and love me, love you, and love being alive. That I can do. So what is your superpower? Is it being the best nurturing human? Is it holding presence for someone else? Holding space for someone to be themselves? Are you an expert in helping people go forward and giving them structure in life? Do you have more masculine energy of like holding space? I got some of that. Or do you have more love, nurturing energy and being in the feminine? The feminine is about invitation. Can you invite in life? Can you surrender to the now, to the what is? And be free to express yourself. That, my friends, is what the feminine in all of us is. Can you invite in life, surrender to what is, and express yourself in whichever way you are supposed to be? Or can you hold structure and be the riverbanks and be present for another human? Can you break through, like wake them up, like, you know, almost slapping their face gently or tapping on them to go, wake up in there. You are alive, breathing. You are okay. You're penetrating the wall of another human to say, you are alive and therefore you belong. And once you are present and you penetrate another human's heart, can you connect to them to claim them as a friend, to claim them as a force, to help them see that they are an important piece of life's puzzle that is needed on the planet right now? So, my friends, whichever is your superpower, bring your authentic self to this moment right now and celebrate that you are here for some purpose to make our society more collaborative, less competitive, founded on love of person, love of planet, and love of being alive. And on that note, we're going to take our next break, our last break, and come back once again to celebrate being present to this moment right now. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper Smith. I am your host. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, where all our hosts are inspiring you to live your best life right now.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Once again, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Please follow me at drtinaplays.com. Check me out on social media at Tina Cooper Smith or Women's Reproduction or Dr. Tina Plays, because I play with life. And my friends, you know, I want to tell you that, you know, as a child, there were so many wounds that I had that it's funny when I think about out of death, I became life. I was taught as a child that I was named after someone who died 9 months before I was born. And so I was always aware of death in the background. And my nightmares as a child were all about cemeteries, but it reminded me to live and live life. And I think my spirit knew that life could go away at any moment. And so I had a zest for living. And I was always the all-around camper, the Energizer bunny. I loved my mind. I loved my body. I loved connecting heart to heart with people, having deep, soulful conversations. I loved learning, like really loved learning. And I had a breathwork practice as a kid that turned me on. But I was taught it was shameful, it was secret, and it affected my body in a lot of ways. Fast forward, you know, I had dreams and life was like, but my dreams were always within the box of what was acceptable. That, you know, my dad said, like, there were maybe doctor, teacher, lawyer. Those were like the only acceptable careers, right? I wanted maybe to be a rock star, right? I couldn't sing, I couldn't dance, couldn't be on stage. And my dad would have laughed me out of the house, right? So my dreams were within the box of what was acceptable. And then I had to get married, have kids, and life was going perfect until all of a sudden my mom died. And I once again realized that life is, you know, so uncertain, right? But I was like about to be a doctor. And then all of a sudden I became a mom. I became married and it was a mom. And it was like 10 years before all of a sudden I realized, was I living my life or was I living in the box that my mom, the box of safety that my dad had designed, I was a doctor, or my mom desired, I was a mom with kids, but I was also a doctor. And the doctoring felt like a straitjacket because I was like working and caring. And I was everything but me, because the me in me was like deep love and deep play and moving my body. And I was just stressed. And so I took back my life by moving back into my body and being impeccable with my word and running and doing things for me and just for me. And when I pulled my energy into being me again and celebrating me, somehow I was giving me the love I needed. And there was a break and a riff in the connection between my partner. And I think it was he was demanding energy from me, but I needed it for me. And then the more I became me and gave my energy to me, the more I actually had to give to others. But somehow my relationship wasn't working right. And until I took back all of me and said, I need to understand me and I need to live my life my way for me and celebrate the aliveness in me, my life was going off kilter. And so my essential self said, you need to find you. You need to find love of yourself. You need to find the aliveness in you. And I wanted to learn about sexuality. And when I learned about sexuality, my friends, I learned about energy medicine. I learned about energy. I learned about flow. I learned about giving without asking for something in return. And that became my North Star of who I am. I give freely because I am light and love, my friends. And I love my ex-partner, but I couldn't live with him. But I love him and I will always love the life I lived with him, even as I needed to live a different life. And I want you to ask, where do you need to tweak your energy to live your essential self freely in this moment right now, and give yourself the freedom to speak your needs, your wants, and desires to yourself. Be yourself right now. Notice your feelings, your sensations, your you-ness, because from that you-ness, you will give to the world what you came here to give to the world, to be part of the tapestry that makes a collaborative universe for all of us. Have an amazing day. Love yourself.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine. Pleasure is a practice, and play is your medicine.